Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we're going to find out tomorrow, probably around 5 p.m., exactly who the president's going to tap to be his Supreme Court Justice nominee. And joining us to talk about it, political analyst Chris Bogalla. I know you got a feel for this one. Do you think it's Amy Coney Barrett, or you think it might be somebody else?
You know, it sure seems like it. It sure seems like it. You know, if you believe the Axios story that Donald Trump said back when he was looking to fill the previous one when Justice Kennedy resigned, he chose Kavanaugh, obviously, Brett Kavanaugh, but apparently the Axios story said, well, I'm saving Barrett for the Ginsburg seat. Well, it looks like it's Amy Coney Barrett. If it's not her, it's either Judge Alison Jones Rushing, who's only 38, but very, very, very conservative, and a lot of really solid conservatives love that pick. Or it could be Hispanic Judge Barbara Loggia, who's 52, and she sat on the Florida Supreme Court, and now she's at the 11th U.S. Circuit of Appeals. But Barrett looks like the choice. You know, I went back and looked at some of her confirmation hearing from 2017 when Donald Trump, you know, placed her on the 7th U.S. Circuit of Court of Appeals, and she was just excellent. You know, very famous quote from Dianne Feinstein. I don't know what the heck it's supposed to mean. The dogma lives within you, which essentially is, well, you're a woman, you're conservative, and you're a Christian, so that's a bad thing.
Chris, I noticed something interesting. We had Amy Barrett on the 2016 list promising the promises of then candidate Donald Trump that this is who he would appoint from. And Lagoa and the others are now the amended list for his second term. So if he's going to keep his promise with the voters who elected him president, the term he's in right now, 2016, it would almost have to be Amy Barrett.
You know, that's a great point, Shara. If you wanted to be critical and you said, well, look, you know, you spoke to the American public in 2016 and promised that your Supreme Court justices would come from this list, that's a great point. I just have to believe that, you know, I think Judge Alison Jones Rushing at age 38, she'd be 15 years younger than Justice Gorsuch, who right now is the youngest on the court. So, you know, that's one thing. And then that's another good point that you bring up. But I think it's going to be Amy Coney Barrett. And quite frankly, I certainly hope that Chairman Lindsey Graham of the Judiciary Committee, I hope he does not have any confirmation hearings. It to me, would legitimize the worst political act in modern American history, which was the Judge Kavanaugh hearings and those despicable Democratic senators who accused him of being a gang rapist and pure 100% lies. To me, you know, this is a classic example of Republicans under the leadership of Donald Trump stepping up and saying, we are not playing by the rules that we used to play. Republicans are not going to take a knife to a gunfight anymore. But we shall see. But I hope Chairman Graham does not have confirmation hearings.
You know they will try to attack her any way they can. Will they do it based on religion? Where is she vulnerable as far as Democrats are concerned?
You know, I think they're going to go to Roe v. Wade. But you know, she went through that, Jimmy, in the 2017 confirmation hearings for her, you know, a Court of Appeals confirmation. I think they'll go there. But quite frankly, I think what they're going to do is they're going to accuse her of using the N-word, you know, talking about Barack Obama in five different meetings. And we've got people who are going to assess to that. And this is an outrage. And, you know, I don't know. I guess my point is, I think they'll go religion, and then I think they'll make up some just horrific lies. I don't know. Do you know, that's what I think. You know, okay. What's the playbook? It's always go towards racism, and I think they're going to accuse her of being a racist and have some people go up and claim that they were in the room when she used those words. That's just, I'm just thinking out loud, but I don't think they're going to leave without throwing some serious stones at her.
I think you're probably right about that, sir. Always good to talk to you. Thank you, Chris. Political analyst Chris Bogalla here on News Radio 740 KTRH.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.